God is the Father to the fatherless. God is the Father to the fatherless. He will love, guide, and protect you. God is the Father to the fatherless. This is Scott with Mentor Me Ministries, mentoring fatherless boys for Jesus Christ. We have a great show for you today, and here is our founder and president, Bobby Solomon.
Hello, friends. Hello, fatherless boys. This is Bobby Solomon, and this is Mentor Me Ministries, a free ministry to mentor fatherless boys for Jesus Christ. Boys that don't have their fathers in their lives, we want to encourage them. We want to bring them up in the ways of the Lord Jesus. We want to help them in their lives. Time is short. Jesus is coming back soon. Psalm 39:5. Indeed, you have made my days as short as hand breaths, and my age is as nothing before you. Certainly every man at his best state is but vapor. Revelation 22:20. He who testifies to these things says, surely I am coming quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. New King James Version. Let's go to help mentor fatherless boys for Jesus. What are we waiting for? Fatherless Day is almost here. James 1:27 from the King James Bible. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction and to keep himself unspotted from the world. Let's go. Fatherless Day is almost here. Psalm 68:5. A father of the fatherless, a defender of widows is God in his holy habitation. Let's go help him for Jesus Christ, who is their risen king also. Isaiah 9:7. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end, upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Daniel 7:14. Then to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom the one which shall not be destroyed. New King James Version. Fatherless Day is June 15th, 2024. Saturday, June 15th, 2024. Now let's talk about what Fatherless Day is. We've spoken about Fatherless Day in the past many times over the last several years. Now it's coming up again. It's the most important time of the year, I believe, for this ministry to mentor fatherless boys for Jesus. Why is that? Why did God give us this special day? Oh my goodness, this is so important, my friends and fatherless boys and families, church leaders and pastors. Why? Why is this day so important? Because fatherless boys and their single mom families cannot celebrate Father's Day. And why not? Why can't they celebrate Father's Day? If you're fatherless, if you're a fatherless boy, why do you have trouble celebrating a day called Father's Day? You got it, my friends and fatherless boys, you got it. Because the dad is not there with them. So how can you possibly celebrate Father's Day without the dad? All things are possible with God. All things. So God has given us a day called Fatherless Day. It's called Fatherless Day because it's a special day that happens before Father's Day every year to bless fatherless boys and their single mom families. It's the most important day that as a ministry, Mentor Me Ministries, that we have in this ministry to bless fatherless boys, to bring them to Jesus Christ with love and care and giving and prayer. Don't you want to be part of it? Don't you want to do this for Jesus this year? Have you been praying about something to do for Jesus this year to bless people? How about fatherless boys? How about fatherless boys? How about we bless these guys and we visit them, as it says in James 1:27, and the widows. We visit the fatherless boys, the fatherless girls, the widows, for Fatherless Day Saturday, June 15th, 2024. And if you can't do it on that very day, it doesn't matter that much. Do it as close to Father's Day as you can. Make it a special event for fatherless boys and their single mom families. That's what Fatherless Day is. Maybe we could be a little bit like Job this year, Job in the Bible. Reading from Job 29:12 out of the New King James, he says about himself, "Because I delivered the poor who cried out, the fatherless, and the one who had no helper." The fatherless is included in that verse of the poor who cried out and the one who had no helper, because the fatherless boy is crying out for help, my friends. Does it sound familiar? Have any of you lived your life fatherless and you are crying out for help? They're crying out for help. I did. After my dad died, I cried out for help to God. I cried out for help to him. And even though I didn't get saved and born again till I was age 46 years old, that after I was saved, I realized that God was helping me all along, but at the time, I didn't know it. We must come forth. We must come hither and help fatherless boys for Jesus. Let's read it again. "I delivered the poor who cried out," Job said, "the fatherless, and the one who had no helper." That's the fatherless boy. That's the fatherless boy who's growing to be a man, but he doesn't know how to be a man. What does Fatherless Day look like if you celebrate it? I'll tell you what it looks like. It's a special day with special things for the fatherless boy and his mom, grandma, his sisters. It's a special day. The whole church comes out and helps. And the Christian men, they dote on the fatherless boys. They spend time with the fatherless boys. They play games with them. And they pray for them. And the fatherless girls are there too. And they get blessed. And there's food. And the widow, the single moms are there. And they get blessed. There's ladies from the church. And there's treats. And there's cold water. And there's beverage. And there's gifts and prizes. And there's worship music. And singing and laughter, and there is a call to come to Jesus. There is a sharing the gospel and a call to come to Jesus Christ for salvation. How can you get any better than that? Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who gave himself to us on the cross. God gave him as a gift, and fatherless boys are no less given. Our puppet friend Oscar would like to say a few words about Fatherless Day. Oscar, give us some words about Fatherless Day. What does it mean to you? How has it been special for you and some of your friends, other fatherless boys that you know, like Jim, for example, one of your best friends? Tell us, what does it mean to you?
Bobby, hi, everybody. Yep. Fatherless Day. It's such a great day because, the Christian men in the church make us fatherless boys feel special. I've always felt so special. And now I get to mentor some of those fatherless boys through. Bobby, it's such a special day. It means so much to me. I just felt so much love from God through the church. Oh, Bobby, it means so much to me. Oh, my friends and fatherless boys, we got to do Fatherless Day this year all over the nation and all over the globe. It has to be done. It must be done. It means so much. It means so much. I feel so special. Oh, Bobby, back to you.
I believe that word special really means something. how does a fatherless boy feel if a Christian man dotes on him, spends time with him, visits him, as it says in James 1:27? To just come in the image of God the Father, a father to the fatherless, Psalm 68:5, and a defender of widows. That's who God is in his holy habitation. What does it mean to a fatherless boy and a single mom family to have the church and the sisters, the daughters also that don't have a father? What does it mean? Even babies that are there, what does that mean to them? Can you imagine? There is no man in the household ever, or he's in prison, or he's somewhere else. He may be seen once in a while, but he's not really there. What does it mean to these fatherless boys and single mom families? Oscar, what did it mean to you?
Bobby, it meant that at the end of the special occasion, the special event, I really felt treated really good. Instead of hanging my head down low and angry the way I always was, I knew that God loved me. And they said he was my father if I believe in Jesus, and I knew he loved me.
That's it. A father to the fatherless. A father to fatherless boys and girls. A father to the fatherless is God in his holy habitation and a defender and protector of widows. So my Christian brothers and the church, I ask you to pray about blessing fatherless boys and single mom families this year for Fatherless Day, Saturday, June 15th, or as close as you can get to that, because Father's Day is a bummer when you don't have your dad in your life. All it is heartache. But if you know that Fatherless Day, a special day just for you, is coming up, you feel hearty, you feel loved, you feel special, and you can pick your head up instead of just hanging it low all the time and tripping over little tree stumps and rocks in the road. You can walk swiftly and feel loved by Jesus Christ. Come on, let's do something for these fatherless boys for Fatherless Day, won't you? Job 29:12, he said about himself, "Because I delivered the poor who cried out, the fatherless, and the one who had no helper." Let's make them feel helped, not like they have no helper. Let's come to their aid when they're crying out, not just leave them alone and ignore them. How many fatherless boys do you know in your neighborhood? Are there any? Of course, and you know some, most of you. You know them. They're coming to your church. They're going to school with your own children. Maybe you were a fatherless boy. I want to say to fatherless boys, let's pray for you right now that if your dad, your own father, can come back to you, that he will in the name of Jesus Christ, and that you'll be blessed for Fatherless Day, that a Christian man will come alongside you and spend some time with you in the name and power of Jesus Christ. Holy Father, we offer that up as a prayer, don't we, Oscar?
Yep, as a prayer.
That fatherless boys will be blessed and their single mom families for Fatherless Day this year, 2024. And if their fathers can come back to them in the name of Jesus, we pray that with the power of Jesus Christ in our hearts. Amen.
Amen. Yep.
A couple of quick stories about fatherless boys and how a day like Fatherless Day can be something that God would use to change their lives. I remember one fatherless boy who was very, very angry, and he wanted to hurt people. He was not really that type of person deep inside, but because of his anger, he wanted to hurt people. I remember another fatherless boy, and both these guys were about 12 to 14 years when I met them, that he would stay in his car instead of coming out to the event. His mom would drive him, but he wouldn't get out of the car. Over time, both these guys, when they saw the love of Christ in their lives, changed. And guess what happened to them? They got saved, and they started preaching Jesus Christ to other people. Let's take Fatherless Day very seriously, because it's fun, and it's serious at the same time. God bless you all. Amen.